these solutions that look like this, and we put them into all the differential equations. This is just one of them, but it's labeled by S. So it's the differential equations for every one of these masses. And this is the solution that we, this is what we claim is the solution from the knowing the translational symmetry. So we take this solution and we put it into the differential equation and see what happens. On the left-hand side, I get two factors of minus I omega, and that gives me this minus omega squared here in front. This m comes down there, and then I get the solution back. Here, I get the spring constant times the solution at s plus 1, so it puts an s plus 1 up here. Here's the solution, and there is the solution at s minus 1, so I get an s minus 1 there. Now I can cancel out a factor of e to the I ksa minus omega squared from all terms. I cancel it out here and there, and when I do it here, I get one factor of e to the I ka over. The omega t cancels out, but I get one factor of ka over. And when I do it here, I get e to the minus I ka. And these two terms are two times the cosine of ka. So I combine these two into the two times the cosine. I put this two out front. There already was a two here. The minus sign from the other side, I rearrange this a little bit, and I get now a relationship between omega and k. And then it becomes a little bit simpler if you use this trigonometric identity. So this is always true. Theta, so sine squared of some angle is a half of 1 minus 2 times that angle. So this is a trigonometric identity. I plug this in here, then I can take the square root, and I get a dispersion relationship between the k and omega.